Hello again. This is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, May 18th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. While the national debt ceiling crisis currently unfolding in the United States Congress may seem far away, it's already having a direct effect on one local project. The Port Townsend Pump Track Project, which aims to bring family-friendly and accessible exercise to the Jefferson County Fairgrounds, has been moving ahead slowly but surely thanks to a grant of $50,000 from the county to help with planning and permitting. That money, however, is contingent on the federal government sorting out its issues. The government reached the $31.4 trillion debt limit on January 19th, and the Treasury has been using a series of accounting maneuvers to keep paying its bills. On Wednesday, the Washington Post reported that Senators Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Tina Smith, Ed Markey, and Jeff Merkley were circulating a letter to Biden urging him to invoke a clause in the 14th Amendment that would declare the debt ceiling unconstitutional, getting rid of the debate forever and the congressional drama that comes with it. Locally, the Pump Track group needs the money those Democrats are fighting for to help pay the Evergreen Mountain Bike Alliance, who have already put together a plan for the track. A pump track consists of a circuit of rollers, banked turns, and features designed to be ridden completely by riders pumping, generating momentum by up and down body motion, which can be used by people riding bicycles, scooters, and even wheelchairs. After seeing the one Port Angeles built, the local group decided to spearhead bringing one to Jefferson County. On May 11th, the Jefferson County Fairgrounds Association's Board of Directors voted to continue its support of the track while site work and permitting drags out, in part, due to faraway D.C. To find out more about the project and how to support it, search for the Port Townsend Pump Track Group on Facebook. While a pet can be a comfort during hard times, it can also be hard to take care of a furry friend while struggling financially. That's why Pet Helpers is sponsoring a pet vaccination event including doggy toenail clipping, pet first aid information, and an introduction to basic dog training at the Caswell Brown Village on May 28th starting at 11 a.m. The clinic is for pets of low-income folks only, including those unemployed, living on Social Security, or unhoused. Those who would like to attend but are unsure if they qualify, as well as those with excitable animals who require extra care, can go to pethelpersporttownsend.org to find out how to pre-register. That link will also be available online with a transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. Those who are more fortunate can help fund the Pet Helpers in these efforts at their second annual Pet Boutique Yard Sale from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, May 27th in Uptown at 540 Tyler Street near the Saturday Farmers Market. The sale will feature an assortment of gently used pet products like leashes and collars, as well as animal-themed arts and crafts. There will also be a raffle for a pet portrait by local animal artist Lori Riley. One particularly peculiar group of animals was spotted downtown on Tuesday, providing comfort to any and all who happened to cross their path. The Pacific Pack Goats, a trio consisting of the Lady Jade, her daughter Indigo, or Indy, and their attendant, Sir Cooper, could be seen making their way down Water Street for what their owner, John Smith, calls goat therapy. Smith and his dog, Daisy, kept watch over the ibexes while people stopped for quick meet and greets with the animals. He hopes to continue toting the goats around town for guided goat hikes on the Larry Scott Trail, as well as offering goatscaping services to areas that need to be eaten down. Goats are known for eating anything, and that includes intimidating blackberry vines. While Smith is looking for more portable fencing options, right now the goats can only chew in areas that are already fenced in. Smith says his dream is for packing with goats to go viral, for people to drive less and live more locally, and bring shepherd life back into popular practice. Smith and the Pacific Pack Goats can be found on Facebook. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.